What is it I do today that makes it so much easier to handle anxiety and stress and frustration? What I do today is I try and stop and face whatever it is I'm feeling. I'm filming this video as I'm up here in Michigan for my grandmother's funeral, and there's lots of feelings that come along. I try and be ready beforehand. I try and take care of myself as much as I can beforehand, because when it comes, when the anxiety, the stress, the frustration, when the fear comes, when it hits you, then what I do is I stand where I'm at. What I used to do that made me so miserable most of my life, I tried to run or I tried to fight it. And I'd fight it by doing something to try and make myself feel different. I'd try and do something like drink or exercise too much or work or find a new relationship to make myself feel different. I'd try and run in my head and I'd try and hide in all these ideas and all these arguments, things like politics and religion. I'd try and run and hide in all these ideas. When anything happened, though, that was my strategy, was to run and hide. And the problem is, the more things you run and hide from, the more you build up. All of a sudden, whenever you finally have to stop and slow down and hit the brakes, everything all catches up with you at once. And life tends to be really miserable when that happens. So what I kept doing was running. I kept running and figuring I could just keep running faster and faster and faster. And that led me to where I got so miserable that it was either you get your life together, or you're going to die. Like, those are the options. And I'm lucky because lots of people can go through their lives comfortably miserable and not have to do this until they're on their deathbed or even until death. If you can get to a place where you have to stop and face everything, that's a great gift. You can essentially go through the process of dying before you've actually died. It's a miracle, and you can live life in peace and serenity and calmness. And that's how I live most of the time today. And yet, it doesn't work every single moment, in terms of every single moment is not peaceful and serene. That's underneath everything. And yet, sometimes there's a storm that comes. And yesterday, I got a good storm right when I got here. And the grateful thing in all of that is that I had done so much to prepare for the storm. And I do it on a regular basis because a storm always comes. So here's what happened. I only got a few hours of sleep the night before, trying to get to bed early, and yet my body wasn't having it. And I was all anxious. And I only got about 3.5, 4 hours of sleep. I usually get a lot more before being a new dad. So automatically, if you don't get enough sleep, you are automatically in a spot where you're more vulnerable to anything happening, no matter who you are. So getting enough sleep is something that saved me so much stress and so much heartache. But sometimes you just can't do it. Sometimes life only gives you 4 hours of sleep or whatever you get. My wife's gotten a lot less lately. So yesterday I was so calm and peaceful and serene throughout almost all of the beginning and middle of the day. I was in just a beautiful comfort zone. Life is good. Everything is perfect. And often those are the kind of days, if you believe in a higher power or like that, I like the word God. You don't have to use the word God, any higher power, anything that the creator, whatever you need. I like to think of it, as a friend of mine says, that often when I have just a beautiful, perfect, peaceful day and that extra calm, it's like God's got something ready for me and is making sure I'm ready. Oh, are you doing good? Are you doing real good? Good, I've given you this so that you're prepared for this. And that's how yesterday was. I arrived at my aunt's house and I was tired from, I'd been traveling all day. And again, the sleep thing the day before, if you can get your sleep well ahead of when you need it, it makes such a big difference. I got to my aunt's house and this suffocating wave of anxiety and fear came over me. All those old thought routines kick back in with all these bad things that could happen in the future. And the weird part is, there was a big part of me that was excited about it, that hoped all these bad things would happen, that welcomed the idea of all this pain and misery and suffering coming in. So I did my best to stop and look at it. Look at the feelings carefully. What does this feel like? Oh, it feels miserable. There's a tightening of the chest, a shortness of breath. Well, let me take a deep breath. Okay, that's a little bit better. All the thoughts and feelings are still there. Everything is still going along just about how it was. And the amazing thing is to be in that state of mind and to see that you honestly, genuinely, on the surface, do not want to feel better. That you really don't want to feel better. And that is what drives me to prayer. I go to prayer. Please help, please help. Or even just help. Or thank you for not making this worse. Or please help. And then to pray to be, I pray to be sober, and you can just pray to be healthy if you don't have that particular issue. Pray to take good care of yourself and not make it worse. So that's what I do. I mean, to me, to drink is to make any problem I have worse. And believe me, when you're having a problem, you don't want to make it worse. That's the last thing you want to do. So I pray not to make it worse in the specific way I've made it worse most of my life. And then I pray for my roles and responsibilities. I pray to be a good husband, a good father, friend, family member, a good person that makes videos with you online, a good friend, a good customer, whatever it is, I pray for that. And even if on the surface my mind feels like I really don't want to feel better, I still pray, because there's this little kind of child in me that deep down wants everything to be okay. It wants everything to just work out. And who's terrified of all the, it's like there's a summoning almost by the devil or something that comes for you. And you can see it coming sometimes, and when it's there, you just want it to be over with, or you just want to give into it and let it take you completely. One of the hard things to do is have that demonic, evil, possessed kind of feeling and thought structure come into you and consciously watch it. Eckhart Tolle calls it the pain body. I really like that. And it's just like this flailing, horrible sensation, that anxiety, that the future's not going to work out, that everything's going to be miserable, that life is not going to work out and be all right with you. And when that comes, the only thing you can do, the only thing I can do is pray. And especially pray not to make it worse, because I know it will get better. If I make it worse, though, I don't know when it will get better. I know it'll get better a lot earlier if I don't make it worse. And thank God I've learned to not make it worse, and to use my mind as an ally and not making it worse instead of an enemy. But when that thing comes, all you can do that works is to stand there and let it happen. It's like a storm. If you see a storm coming, and you just sit there and let it pass, then it passes so much faster than if you try and jump in a plane and stay ahead of the storm, and you try and outmaneuver the storm, and then at some point you'll get stuck and you won't be able to dodge your way out. Plus, you'll have all that frustration from all that running and maneuvering. And man, life's a lot harder that way. And I listened to a song that one of my Udemy students made today, and it helped. And you do things that help. You do things like pray. I went to my support group meeting I'd never been to today, and I felt better afterwards. I called my wife, and my wife was having a hard time too. This is the first time I've been away from our newborn, and this is the first time my wife's been on her own with her. She's got her parents there, but it's not the same. They're wonderful, they take good care of her, and yet I'm not there to comfort her, and that's different. And to understand and love that, hey, if I'm going through this, my wife's liable to be getting the same thing. So if she's getting the same thing, I want to be there to at least not make it worse for her also. So when it comes, and it is to recognize what it feels like when it's coming. If you've been in life where life has sucked and you've been in pain and stress so much, you can't even hardly tell what it feels like, because you're used to feeling like that. You're used to feeling that awful feeling that everything's all messed up and that everything's awful. and you're used to feeling that so much that you don't hardly know what it feels like to feel normal and peaceful. And the same solution, just ask for help. Ask for help. It works to ask for help. It works a lot to ask for help. And that's what I do. And I ask, regardless of whether you believe in God or whatever you call God, or whether you work through Buddhism or whatever religion, or how, even if you are an atheist, whatever you work through, the asking, that's what you can do. Now, however you understand, whoever's listening, that's up to you. The asking is what you can do, no matter who you are. You can ask. Whoever will listen, even if it's just you that listens, you can ask. And it's a nice one. I know that I have prayer as a tool. I have the courage to stand when it comes. Because it kind of feels like the devil is entering in, or if your Eckhart Tolle terms, the pain body's coming active. Or it just feels like you're tired and cranky and miserable and anxious and afraid. When those feelings come, I stand there and I let them come. I do my best I can to stand there and let them come. To not fight, not push them back. And now you might think to not fight means to give in to them, but it's weird. When you don't fight, you understand you can't not give in to them. You have to give in one way or another. The more you fight, the worse it's going to be when you give in. The more you fight and struggle, when those feelings do get in, they'll wreak havoc. And you can see that with all the things going on the planet. You can see what it looks like when fear and anxiety and misery and depression and frustration really take a hold of someone, what happens. So you have to let the feelings pass through you. Let them go through. And you first have to let them in order for them to go through. If you fight to keep them out, when they break in, you're liable to just disappear. In terms of consciousness, you're liable to fall completely asleep and just give in and let those feelings control everything you do. It's easier to see with like an alcoholic or a drug addict, to see when they go take the substances or drink and see it. It's a little harder to see it when it's in terms of just behavior. When all of a sudden the person you love is just going crazy and they're like a different person. It's like they're not themselves. It's like they've been possessed by a demon or something. And they're not reasonable. They're not rational, except as far as it can be used to hurt themselves or hurt you. So today, I pray that I have the courage to stand and face the feelings. And to not stand up with my fists up, but to stand humbly there with my head bowed and let them come. Because if they're coming, they've been decided that they should come. By the universe, life, the creator, God, whoever it is decided, this is what I need right now. So who am I to debate that decision? I pray today that I accept that I have exactly what I need in front of me. That if I have feelings of anxiety and depression and misery and fear in front of me, those are the feelings I need in front of me. Those are the feelings that lead me back to peace and serenity. I either have peace and serenity or I have a guide way back to it. If I'm in peace and serenity, I can peacefully stay there. If I'm in these feelings of misery and suffering, I'm being taken back to peace and serenity as long as I don't fight. If I fight, it gets worse. If I fight, the lesson will be continued until it's learned. I pray today that you have the same chance to live a life today that's filled with peace and serenity, where you have the courage to stand there and let your feelings come. Let them come. And to let them pass. You'll be amazed how much faster they pass when you let them come and let them pass. Anxiety and fear and stress for me often pass in minutes today. Things that used to take days, weeks, months to get over for me often pass in minutes. It's incredible, and yet it hurts when they're there. It hurts, don't get me wrong. The last few hours have hurt, the last 12 hours or so. And you know what? I feel a lot better now. They've passed. And when they come again, I pray that I remember this video. And I can get through it even faster. If all of us get through our feelings faster, we're all better off. Because peace and serenity and joy and excitement about life are the foundation. Love is the foundation of life. Anxiety and fear and frustration are all reminders to look back at the love. So thank you for watching this. I value your feedback. I hope you have a great day today.